You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And I am thrilled to welcome to our studio performers from Sketchfest. We have Meg, Liz, Jill, and Jessica from three different groups, four different shows all together, actually. Hey. These four women each are in, five. Right, because it's the comic thread with that was on Saturday, mm-hmm. and then you also have Just the Tip coming up on Saturday. This Saturday coming up, Jill, you're in Feminine Gentleman. This past weekend, you did Off Broadway as well. Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Both. And so Liz and Jill were both in that, and Meg has her own one woman show coming up on Sunday. And she also has Just the Tip. So there's five shows. Did I do the math right?
Yes.
Everyone
yeah.
did it for me.
Yeah, just throw another extra show in there.
Women can do math.
Yeah. Oh, and then me. I did that six. This is yeah. We are representing six shows. Wait a minute. Woo.
Taking it to the streets.
Which, carry the one.
Which you know, so much fun. Let's start with the show that Craig and I both saw, which was the comic thread on Saturday. And the absurd, the funniest runner that you had. I guess what you call that a runner? Mm-hmm. When you have sort of this blackout scene that runs throughout the show. How did that evolve? The singing chicken? How would you describe that?
Yeah. How was it created?
Yeah.
It was a long overnight road trip to another festival in Ohio. And it was deliriousness mm-hmm. driving through the night.
I don't know how one discovers they can cluck like a cluck and then also do it to the tune of "We're off to see the wizard."
Mm-hmm. And clucking underwater is another song.
Yes, that we discovered that was all. I didn't even think of that. Right. By the way, you couldn't see her off stage because I was sitting all the way by where that bar is.
Oh,
you when Katie
see
comes
you?
In the bar, and she so when she's singing, she's also kind of like dancing, and she's clucking and dancing. So it was. It was very fun.
Do you actually act out getting drowned then as well?
Yeah, I didn't see that part because I didn't know to look over. Because after that, I found out she was dancing so much, I had to
keep
watching.
There's a secret show? I didn't know there was a secret show.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I think I was just kind of like throwing my body into it to make the noises. So,
thank God.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, okay, do you want to do a little bit for us?
Sure.
Yes, please.
So
this will now be stuck in your heads, by the way.
Yeah.
Yes.
Try sleeping now.
Good morning.
So a standard cluck would be... Do you want to finish it?
Yeah, so many flashbacks.
I think you have to.
Just do it the rest of the interview.
Everybody on the radio.
I can't sing normally. Now I got to do it as a chicken.
Yeah, that's really too hard.
So much.
I'm so glad it got stuck in so many people's heads.
And then, so was the clucking with the Wizard of Oz underwater something you knew before, or did that evolve as part when that runner was created?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, so basically the gist is like these guys discover a chicken that clucks. We're off to see the Wizard of Oz. They're like, we're going to be rich. And then it's just piece by piece of like, it's getting kind of annoying. Yeah. You're going to have to kill that chicken.
I don't know why they just can't let it go. Like, let it run free. Like, can't it just.
Right.
Can't. I mean, do but, I don't know, we have to.
And yeah. Then in the end, the chicken gets drowned.
But not quite.
Not quite. Because it comes back.
Well, and then it actually doesn't happen at the end. That actually happens at the beginning. And then
right. So, yeah, we did the runner backwards. So
which
you saw the death.
Brilliant.
Yeah. To the discovery of the chicken.
Was the thought that the chicken was playing dead?
I want to know
your motivation.
It's a very lively chicken.
It was very lively. It was a wonderful show, and you make an excellent general as well.
Oh, thank you.
Stogie and all.
Yeah.
Very fun. And Meg, we've had you on the show. You a little over a year ago, you had committed to doing a different character. How many characters did you end up doing that year?
I ended up doing 100 from August 1st, 2014 to August 1st, 2015.
And then we were all on Vine. You were named one of the top women on Vine.
Mm-hmm.
And how? And I know you also had some sponsorship deals, or at least some items
some
they wanted you to
things,
feature,
yeah, you know.
Like the tripod.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so, actually, so through figuring out those characters, I decided that I would submit to Sketchfest as a solo show, and a solo show is something I've always really wanted to do, and so it's super. Exciting Sunday.
It's a no-brainer that you should be doing a solo show.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I mean, I've done stand-up before, and And I always do a lot of act outs in my stand-up, so it's kind of only lends itself the fact that I've been doing solo stuff, just not for live audiences like that. So I'm really excited about my show on Sunday, and it's going to be really fun.
And that's in the that's going to be in the Cabaret at 5 p.m.
Yes.
And then I so let's and then Just the Tip. That's you and Jessica, and mm-hmm. then
Bess McGeorge and Julia Lippert.
And you guys, I saw you guys last year, and it was a fantastic show. I mean, it's one of those things where I just know that you guys are really committed to creating new material.
Yes, we try to do a new show every single time.
Yeah, and that's got to, you know, when do you have any babies that are sometimes hard? You're like, oh, can't we just do that one?
Yes.
Are you absolutely committed?
we each one of us always has one sketch. We're like, come on, guys, this time.
Can we do? You never are tempted to go, look, this is a way for us to make sure we have a landing point. But, or are you? But it sounds like you're committed to just chucking everything and starting all over again.
Well, sometimes we have things that we're like, well, only three people saw this, so we might as well do it again.
Yeah, there's a couple blackouts coming.
There's
back.
A couple things that come back, but for
is Marilyn Monroe coming back? I did love Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, yeah.
But that's a great blackout.
Thank you. We've
done it twice.
Yeah, we've done it twice.
That's why I didn't put it in there.
But it is our seventh. Speaking of Marilyn Monroe, it's our seventh year at Sketchfest. So it's, you know, I got the 7 year itch going on.
Yeah,
so.
Well done. Wow. Well done with you it. Know, so. Congratulations on 7 years. On Saturday night, Craig and I both also saw, we were there for a long time. We saw Tim and Micah, we saw the Comic Thread, and then we went to go see Off Broadway, and Craig was absolutely.
Oh my God, I love that show.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good.
Well, they are looking for another member, Craig.
Awesome. I mean,
ooh.
You look good in a bustier.
So funny. So, I mean, the music and the comedy, and then sort of this burlesque, I don't care kind of burlesque. Like, we're doing it this way, and you're going to like it, or else get out.
Yes. Totally. Like parody. Yeah. The kind of parody.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, just
Liz.
You don't get to see our boobs.
No.
Well, and a lot of burlesque is sort of a, you know, it's not all about tits and ass. A lot of it is, it's supposed to be the humor. It's supposed to be the illusion of, like, the hinting of, right?
Yes.
Which one of the actresses does sort of let someone untie her front, and that's about, as far as it goes.
Who was that?
Ricky. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. She's like, wait a minute, that wasn't in the script.
She doesn't know what she's doing.
And no one wants to untie it, honestly, at that point.
And the way she plays it is just fantastic.
Oh, my gosh. She is a train wreck.
Yeah.
She is terrifying.
Is she truly in life or on stage?
She is my best friend for 15 years, and she is the biggest train wreck. And I love her so much.
Well, and I love that. I mean, you're all very specific, right? There's the girl with the glasses. She almost seems like it would be geek burlesque.
Yes.
Sort of a different turn of it. And all of you have this sort of personality. You're kind of the brassy body,
yes,
loud one. How would you describe your burlesque performer?
I'm the dumb one.
You're the man.
I'm the man.
The man in tights.
Oh. Not related. I'm also the man one.
The manly one?
Yes.
It was a great show, and your piano player. Craig, what was, and by the way, calling one of the audience members moms was such a random moment.
Oh, that was such a good moment. Yeah. Sorry, I just really liked the whole show. Everything you did was great. It was genius.
Yeah, it really was from beginning to end. Kelly was great as Andy.
Yes.
Yeah. So
all
good.
Of the characters are taken kind of from our own, like, personal attributes, yeah. And like just amplified insanely. So like when you see the certain like masculine, mm-hmm. Like when I was like, we started the group and she put lipstick on, it was probably like the first time
it
she
was
put lipstick on, it was
she
like
makes me...
Were you the one with the lipstick going down your neck and down your arm?
Yes.
Oh my God, so creepily brilliant and funny. I mean, it's just I've been there for like 6 hours, so you have to pardon me if it starts
fine.
To all run together, but oh my God, it was so funny. But also the song that you write about, you know, where you guys are kind of like puppets for men.
Yes.
What's the name of that song?
It's Puppets.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
It was that's a brilliant song. So very, very well done. Let's talk more with our friends from Sketchfest. You can go to Stage 773 for all the information about their shows. On Sunday, Meg Grunewald's show, her solo show, is in the cab at 5 p.m. Feminine Gentleman is on Saturday, also in the cab at 6 p.m. And Just the Tip is on Saturday at 6 also, mm-hmm. in the box. More with our friends. More after this on 720 WGN. live in the Allstate Showcase studio for the first time, I think the entire time we've been talking about Sketchfest. We've been celebrating all things Sketchfest since last Monday. Actually, since January 1st, we had Gayco in as our first group. Uh-huh. But tonight, we have women representing six of the shows in Sketchfest. There are over 180 shows over eight dates with 160 groups. There are groups with women, but the Chicago Tribune did a review and they kind of said that the shows that this reviewer had seen were predominantly white guys on stage. But I think it's not necessarily what the festival is highlighting. It's kind of what the supply and demand is at some point. Sure. So there are shows for everybody. There are things from adult topics to personal stories. Marla Depew did a brilliant show about being raised in an evangelical household. Mm-hmm. Very funny, very poignant, and insightful. She's a feminist and she's bisexual, and she's very honest about that on stage. There's the surreal, there's a cerebral, there's kind of nerd sketch, and there's burlesque sketch. Mm-hmm. There's feminist sketches, all kinds of things for everybody. We have someone online who wants to check in with us and join the conversation. Hey, Mandy, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good.
Do you know who Mandy
is? Hi, everybody.
Who's Mandy?
Mandy is Ricky Dickulous.
Oh, Ricky Dickulous. Hi, Ricky Dickulous.
She's the red
yes,
that did the...
You had your bustier almost undone for you.
Pretty much. I mean, it's not because I do it. It's because the audience members just, you know, they find me irresistible.
They want it. They're like, take it off. Yeah. Take it all off.
Yeah. I mean, of course. I mean, that's usually what they do in burlesque, but you know, I like cheese too much, like we all do, so that's why we don't do that. We got too much to say to take off our shirts. If we take our shirts off, then all you pay attention to is our boobs, right?
Exactly. Then they check out. They're not listening anymore. They're just looking.
Right.
And
so, you know, and we have a high opinion of ourselves, so.
And as you should. It was a spectacular performance. Craig and I were very impressed. How did you feel about that crowd on Saturday night?
It was very fun. It was very fun. I love performing with the whole group. I love watching Jill and Liz also and their group that's performing this Saturday, Feminine Gentlemen.
That's right.
Awesome.
I'm sorry, you're in that group as well?
No, I'm not.
No,
I'm going to enjoy it.
But I highly recommend it, and I love to watch it. I've watched every show that they've ever done, and they're freaking hilarious.
Well, how would you describe Feminine Gentlemen then? Okay.
Even though I'm not in a group, I would say that they're full of characters and very fun and creative sketches. They go in ways that you would never think that a two-person group would ever go.
There you go. That sounds high bar.
Have you been drinking, Mandy?
No. We don't. I mean, we don't drink by ourselves, Joe.
We don't
do that alone with our cats when we're 40 years of age.
No. Is it alone?
We don't do these things.
Is
we
it
don't
alone
do these
if you're
no,
yeah,
no,
it's not,
no,
it's
no,
not
no,
alone
no.
if you're with the cat.
Right.
That
oh yeah, exactly. I mean she's like my child.
No. Well, Mandy, will I see you in the lobby over the weekend at Sketchfest?
Oh, I'm sure you'll see me at the lobby. At the bars, at all the intermissions, so I'll be there
as well. I might have some Philly's Best again. Perfect. I had some Philly's Best sandwiches the other night, so maybe we'll get some pizza or something. We'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. All right, Mandy, thanks so much. We'll talk to you. I'll see you over
Thank
the weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye, y'all.
Bye-bye. That's Mandy, one of the other members of Off Broadway, and that's... We did not expect her to call in.
Not at all.
It's hard for people to not call. Last night, John Craig called.
I heard.
You know, I don't know if Bess or your other cast member want to give us a call. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, we can...
Look at Meg's like, no, let's focus on the people that
are
in
the
studio.
Yeah, we're here. They're sleeping.
Yeah,
so,
if you wanted to be a part of it, you got to show. Well, your show's already come and gone. But we tried. We tried getting off Broadway, but it was hard to coordinate with the bigger. You have six.
Yeah.
In the group. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot of people.
Yes.
But to figure out, I feel like we should have more than one rap party for Sketchfest. There's 100, like, that's like over 200 people there.
Yeah, you kind of have like two weekends because it's like the first weekend, hooray. And then you see all the out of town people are like, hey, here's my show. They're like, I'm gone already.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Super Punk was really... What did you see over the weekend? Because I know you saw a lot of shows.
I saw pretty much Yeah, I saw Comic Thread. I saw Super Punk. I saw Last Call Cleveland. Was Friday, so funny.
Friday or Saturday? Because Saturday they had their tech guy left.
I saw them Saturday.
Yeah, so wasn't that? I felt so bad for them.
I felt bad. But I was sitting behind you. With it, though.
I didn't realize after I sat down. I'm like, oh, there's Nick and Meg.
Yeah,
but I was running in at the last second to sit down. That was so funny.
I love that show. That Terry character in the bar. I can't get enough of him.
Oh,
he's like an SNL character. Like, just hey Nicky. Get us another round of shots. Get one for yourself, too. I always call her Nikki. Like, just such a creeper.
Because we all know that person.
He's like the mayor of the bar.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about their show last night because their tech person got sick and just left. So JC was left in the booth just trying to, like, run the
show
for them.
But it was so funny because their first sketch is talking about how crappy Cleveland is. And
they have a video.
Their little tiny slides weren't big enough, but it even actually made it even more pathetic that their slides were so tiny. They're like, yep, this is how crappy Cleveland is, so we can't even get a full-size slide for our stupid city.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I thought it was a happy accident.
It was a very happy accident. How many shows did you see?
I saw five through the Broads.
Yeah, I took a break to go get something to eat, but I saw five all again.
I didn't stop.
And then Sunday we were there. I saw Kelly and Vicky. I did not see Abby's show.
I saw Abby's.
Yeah,
how Abby's in the Laser Light Show. Mm-hmm. Abby's was great. Lots of fun characters. I always like to see, you know, another solo female. And the Laser Light Show is actually an amazingly creative show.
Yeah.
His name is Chris Fair. He puts up a white sheet and he has two laser pointers and he draws in reverse so that you can see. And he told the story about popcorn and it's really like probably, I think it's one of the more unique shows that's at Sketchfest, and it's very original.
You did not stay for Sketchybater because
he did not.
He did Sketchybater, and he was. It's funny because the numbers are backwards then too.
Sometimes he can get them right though, and it's really amazing.
Well, he's also trying to do it quickly. Yeah. Now it's like 1 a.m, and he's doing it for the performers. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. Last year he did one about a unicorn. That was a lot of fun. This time it was about a pickle. It was a pickle host, a pickle. And then a potato. Yes. That was looking for a date.
Yeah.
And it was a sandwich. What sandwich was she going to date? And yes.
I didn't see it.
Yeah.
I've seen him do it like once or twice.
Yeah. I think he picks like a little story and then he kind of goes off what he can. But it's actually I think it's one of the more original things.
It's
like,
very silly.
Well, that's the thing too. Like have you seen a lot of the shows, Liz? It's all right. You don't have to say that you have.
I saw Super Punk on Friday.
Oh, weren't they great?
Team Submarine, Kelly.
Yeah. Team Submarine. I saw
Vicky Kelly.
Yeah.
Marla.
How would you, if people have never been to Sketchfest, how would you lure them into like having this be their first experience? Because it's such a great selection of performers from all over the country.
I think it's just an easy way to sit back and be lazy and be entertained.
Yes.
For cheap.
And it is.
Yeah. I mean, my recommendation is like if you buy a one night pass and just kind of randomly pick stuff because the ones, you know, when it is really packed and there's a lot of people and they're sold out and the performers can't get into the sold out shows, you end up going seeing other stuff and you end up seeing some really great stuff that you just kind of didn't even know about. And then they become your favorite groups.
Yeah. No, it's a tremendous experience. Again, stage773.com. We have a set of passes for Friday night. I know none of the performers in our studio are performing on Friday, but that was the night that Brian told me I could give away passes. But here's the thing. You go on Friday and you're like, oh my God, I love this so much. I should go back and see Just the Tip on Saturday and then go see Meg on Sunday or go. This is tough.
That's a lot.
This is the first time we've gotten two competing groups that actually have shows at the same time.
Are you guys at the same time?
No, we're at 7.
You're at 7.
You can go see Just the Tip at 6 and then you can go and see
Feminine Gentlemen at 7.
Feminine Gentlemen.
Thank you. I'm so glad. Yes.
And I've seen Feminine Gentlemen before and they are, Mandy says, hilarious.
By the way, we should mention that the Friday show has Daniel Pewty. He's actually in the Doctors. What is it?
Siblings of Doctors.
So Runjit's in that as well.
So you can see that if you win our prize. Anybody that likes Community.
I feel like I should give some. We should have some format to give it away. I keep doing this. I keep offering something to give
away. They have to come up with their own original sketch
title.
The name of a sketch group.
The name of a sketch
group. Good name of a sketch
group.
312-981-7200. We will give you time during. Do you guys mind saying for one more segment, we'll talk about the making of a murder when we come back. I don't want to keep you guys too late. I know that this is kind of rough hours for people who are working during the day. And can we talk a little bit about how Second City is doing after the fire, too?
Yeah.
So 312-981-7200. What would your sketch group name be? And you might win a pair of tickets to Sketchfest for Friday night. You can call or text in your sketch group name. So here are some of the names in the studio right now. My show is called Stupid Stuff. It's not my sketch group name. Do you, and yours is your one-woman title.
Yep, just Meg Greenwald.
So if you want your sketch group name to be your name, we will also take that as a submission.
Yes, yes.
Tell
very
us your
creative.
Name. Very creative. We have Just the Tip and Feminine Gentleman and Off Broadway. More after this. Do we have a break before the news, or am I going right to the news? So let us know during the news. We'll take your calls, and we'll vote on the submissions and let you know how that turns out when we come back. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. I am joined by Jessica, Jill, Liz, and Meg, all performers at this year's Sketchfest 2016. You can go to Stage 773 for ticket information. Just the Tip is on Saturday night at 6 p.m. Yes, in the box, and it's a fantastic show. As is Feminine Gentleman on Saturday as well at 7 o'clock on in the cabaret. Meg Greenwald also has a show on Sunday at 5 p.m. in the cabaret, and we do have a set of tickets for Friday. And now we've received a phone call from the Stage 773, very own Peter Lynn, Peter Lynn. One in, there's a site now, Craig, that says that 1 in 10 men can do that to themselves.
Sweet God.
Sweet. I wonder why.
I don't think cheeseburger.com is a good source, though, as Jessica pointed out to me. You don't really want to make that WGN's go-to source for information. Do we have any texts for sketch group titles?
Strictly Frank.
Ooh. Oh, that's very actually pretty good. I like that a lot.
It's a good solo show.
Seems very forward.
We did have several people just text in their own names. Yeah. So that's really great.
Okay. Well, we have
Jeff Blauser would like to be.
Oh, Jeff Blauser's kind of a good, that's a good name for a solo show.
Just Blauser.
Blauser.
Just Blauser.
Just Blauser. We're helping you out with your sketch group name there, Jeff. Just Blauser. See, that's what, exactly, that's, see, and I realize I should, my show should have been called Patty Melt. I don't know why, like, Griffin called my show, he goes, I don't want to help you with your stupid stuff, and so I named my show Stupid Stuff, and now I realize it should have been Patty Melt.
Patty Melt.
Mm-hmm. Well, next year.
Next year.
Or for
Women's
summer.
Fest.
Women's summer Fest. Fest. Oh, yes, thank you.
From the 847, Drinking Alone's Okay.
That's not the title of their show.
No, I think that is the title. That's all they texted, so I'm going to go with it as a title as opposed to...
Was that just Mandy again?
A comment. Yeah, it could be a comment about Mandy, but we're going to turn it into a title.
Title? Okay, so far we have Just Blauser. We have...
Which we kind of took over that.
Yeah.
Blauser.
Yeah, Blauser.
Strictly Frank. Could Strictly be Frank. Frank. A guy named Frank.
Mm-hmm. Strictly Frank. Yeah. And Drinking Alone's Okay? That's a good name for a show,
drinking,
too.
I do could, like yeah. the Drinking Alone.
For a solo show.
Drinking Alone.
We also like doing that.
Yep.
See, that's why I like Jessica so much. I believe her. I believe her, and then I'm not sure if she's kidding. Mm. It's very confusing in my head. No.
Yeah. Do you have in that cup?
Mm-hmm. I have tonic water if you want. There's a huge bottle of Grey Goose in our green room.
She has a dog, and I have cats, so really.
So you're fine when you get home.
Just like Mandy, you're never drinking alone.
Mm-mm. And Meg, we were talking earlier about Making of a Murderer.
Yes.
We had a lawyer on last night who was saying that, you know, you kind of watch this and realize how things can go south.
What did the lawyer say?
That things seem a little sketchy as far as this later case, the reason that he is in jail now. If people don't want me to give this away, I don't know what to tell you.
You can look it up in Google. Yeah. You're not revealing anything.
He's in jail.
I asked some, there's a federal prosecutor that I know that I'm like, did you watch it? He's like, it's on my list. I'm like, watch it now.
I need you to watch it.
Yeah. And then I also have talked with somebody who's a detective for SVU and also does a lot of court case stuff. And I was like, okay, did you watch it? What do you think? She's like, he's guilty. And I was like, okay. She's like, oh, I've seen people recant. And she's like, there's too much why are they all conspiring against this
guy?
They
kind of time.
That's a lot of effort to go against just one guy. And I heard her point. She got very fired up. But I don't know. I still kind of feel
you,
like...
You don't want to do an impression of her in case she's listening, do you?
No, she's coming to the show on Sunday, and I'm doing a cop character, so...
So it's going to be...
No, it's fine. She knows, but I, you know, she always has a way different perspective than me. Mm-hmm. I'm just watching it being like, there's a lot of things that are very questionable right. in it that I can't believe that they found a verdict based on, like, all this stuff that seems very doubtful. And so yeah. when she was saying, you know, I can't believe that this whole county would go against, like, I said, my idea is that it only takes like one or two people to be in on it mm-hmm. and then just convince people that this is what we're doing.
The whole thing about how they found that key,
like
the key
several
to the rav,
days yeah. later.
Yeah. Like it wasn't there and then it was there. Right. And all the people that were on the scene looking for evidence were in the original case who were then also being sued for his civil case.
Yeah. Right? Well, and they didn't find any of her DNA on the key. What's right. like, it was her key. Why wouldn't they find her DNA also right. on it? So yeah. it's suspicious.
The other thing people are saying now, though, I mean, as you know, the filmmakers, as the people doing the documentary, they can edit it to their point of view
exactly.
too. And one of the things that they're saying is that he was stalking her. Like he was
right.
He was harassing.
Yeah. There's
her.
A lot of extra stuff coming out about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, I mean. You know, they're saying, she's like, oh, that kid, this is the cop. She's like, you know, that stupid, dumb kid. She goes, he said he read it in a book. He didn't read no book. He saw it. So, but the thing is, like, where's all the DNA if that's the gruesome crime that happened within his house?
Right.
You know, like, there would be at least, like, a strand of hair.
Well, now, okay, so the part that I was at, I guess his cousin was saying, like, he said that he was the one that had been convicted of mutilating a body.
Yeah.
He said that when he came home, that Steve Avery had her, like, handcuffed,
yeah.
and he had this, yeah.
And he slit her throat.
Well, that, like, how do you, I mean, that sounds like that would be a lot of blood.
Yeah.
Like you said, a lot
well,
of.
Well, that's my point, that they yeah, only have, they just have, like, a little scrape of blood in the car. They have the key, which was found, like, you know, a year later. Not a year later, but, you know, yeah. 7 days later. And, you know, this horrifying
crime scene,
and they don't find the evidence. So the fact that he's convicted with all these loose ends is, that's the part that I'm yeah. like, really? Like, something's fishy here.
Yeah.
And then that, you know, then that prosecutor got in trouble for all his little sexting.
Oh.
It gets juicy. It's juicy.
Do you ever watch any reality, like crime reality shows, Jessica?
Not real. Well, I don't know. I listen to Serial and
People seem to love Serial. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I don't. I like Criminal Minds because it gets wrapped up. It, you know, 99% of the time they get the guy. But I watch. I'm just wondering now, Jill, Liz, did you say are you interested in watching Making of Murderer, or is
I
it like Background
it.
Knows? Oh, you have.
I watched it.
No.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Did you watch it?
What was the one before that we were talking about? The Sad Hole.
Yes, of course I did.
Oh,
Jinx.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen
oh,
that.
Oh, that guy is
Jinx?
An idiot.
What's Jinx?
The HBO.
The Jinx.
What's his
Patty.
Name? Robert Durst.
Yes.
Oh, no, I don't
the
know.
Minute
Jinx.
You get home.
Watch
that's
this.
What you're doing.
The minute.
The minute.
Robert Durst.
If you love this, you're going to go crazy.
I don't love it. That's the thing. Craig and I are bored to death.
Well, this Robert Durst. This Robert Durst one is good.
This comes to an end.
Because this Robert Durst character lived in Florida as a woman, as a mute woman.
Crazy.
Now you're into it. Craig's like, I'm listening, feminine gentleman.
Yes.
You guys, don't Google anything. Just watch it.
Just watch it.
Just watch it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it.
It's six episodes.
Okay.
Yes. That's
six.
It.
Yeah.
And the last one, you're like,
You're just like, boo.
Okay,
it's great.
Here's the thing.
I can't
believe
it's not getting more play now that the Making of a Murderer.
Yeah.
Come closer to your microphone.
Oh, there you go.
No, it's fine. Just make sure we hear you.
Craig,
kind of all over the place when it first came out. But yeah, it's kind of died down. And then I watched... Did you guys see Dear Zachary?
No.
Oh,
yeah,
God.
That's rough.
Rough.
I only remember I cried through it.
Yeah.
Dear Zachary. Craig, what were you going to ask?
Well, here's the thing. You said it was six episodes, and then this is 10 episodes. When did a documentary stop being like an hour and a half? When did we get out of that
when
situation?
When the stories get juicier.
True.
Can we put all the juice in 90 minutes? Can't
no,
we get all that in
no.
there?
See, and I asked this question last night to our attorney friend, Rich Lenkoff, the better half of Legal Face-Off. When West Memphis 3 came out, several times, it's several different documents. Did you see West Memphis?
Yeah, I've seen all of them.
That is a compelling story.
Oh,
and so
God, yeah.
maddening
Well, the way they were, these three teenagers that were convicted, and one of them was on death row. Damien Eccles was on death row, and they had to take a plea. I mean, the younger ones basically took the plea so that they could get him off of death row. They could get out. Basically, they took an Albert's plea, which means that the state was not agreeing that they were innocent, but that they had served enough time that they would be released. But they can't sue. Yeah,
they were basically just put in there because they were, you know, Marilyn Manson kind of kids.
Yeah.
And clearly, when you watch the documentary, the stepfather of the child that ends up that they're being convicted of, you're like, hello. He's like screaming like, I did it. I did it. Like,
did he get convicted of it?
No, he didn't. But I'm just saying like he is more your suspect than these three boys that were like. We don't know what you're
They were like
about.
14 to 17 years old. Yeah, they were young.
And they just liked Marilyn Manson. They dressed dark and...
It was like when people were afraid of satanic cults and that they had done this ritual killing and they found a knife in a pond. It's an awful story, and I don't know why that didn't have the sort of grasp on the national imagination that... I don't know why I just snorted. I was doing research for a series that I was trying to develop about working with the wrongfully convicted, so that I was really drawn into that. But this Making of a Murderer, I'm like, these people.
Well,
are all...
I think the reason Making a Murderer is such a fantastic reason for a documentary is that he was convicted and then 3 months later put into jail, convicted again of yet another one, and even more horrific, because that's why you go, really?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to think, because he was wrongfully convicted, and while he was convicted for the second crime, he's trying to get like $48 million or something from the county. So, you know, what are they trying to silence him so they don't have to pay him, or, you know, what's going on here?
I could totally, by the way, I'm guessing that when you watch it, it had to be so delicious to see all these characters, because you are so... I mean,
there's a Tumblr for all the hairstyles on Making a Murderer.
The female officer who, like, they read her the sort of, you know, she'd gone to the first victim and taken her test, her...
Yeah.
And
she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I contaminated with my own thing.
Yeah.
But then I took mine out, so, yeah. So you should just still count this, because... Yeah, I'm a DNA check.
They read testimony, something that that somebody had said that he's disgusting. He couldn't even shower. And I feel like showering. Also, he's like, I didn't say that. I don't recall saying that.
Oh, I don't recall. It's classic.
And then they trap her in the whole thing. And she's like, well, you just said you didn't say it, but you don't recall saying it. Did you or did you not say it? She's like, well, it doesn't sound like something I would say. Mm-hmm. So what she
I don't recall. That's just any time you are in trouble, just go, I don't recall.
I don't recall.
Sounds really
Jessica,
professional.
You didn't pay your rent again. I don't recall.
You never called me back after that date.
I don't recall.
I'm your child. I don't recall.
Please stop calling me over and over again after that date. I don't recall.
Recall.
How are you guys doing at Second City with the rebuilding of the offices and everything?
It's coming along. I mean, we just we still have a bunch of people over here in this building.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, that whole side of the building, it's
the office, the corporate, all the files were, and
files and numbers and the training center.
Numbers,
the training center is doing great. We just expanded.
You guys have a new space in there.
Yeah, it's huge.
Was that part of where the damage was, or is it something different altogether?
It's amazing that it's as on schedule as it
needed to be. Yeah, you'd think with how massive that fire seemed to be.
But yeah, it's coming along. I mean, there's still ventilation things everywhere, and you know, we're just doing our best to keep it going, and it's coming along, but
it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
We just got our elevator back like 3 weeks ago.
It's better to take the stairs anyway. Oh, so who's climbing with me? Are you gonna climb with me, Meg?
Yeah. I'm gonna climb with you at some point.
Yes, I will go back in the stairwell.
Not tonight.
Well, we do. Yeah, Craig's like, you're not wrong. She could do it at the end of the show.
Oh yeah, I could.
Here, hold on. Gary wants to join the conversation about Making of a Murderer. Hey, Gary.
Hi. How are you tonight?
We're good, thank you. Oh, you're calling from Wisconsin. What's up?
I'm from Milwaukee. Sorry. I just wanted to mention this. This Avery, he's not a nice guy.
Right.
Okay. You know, he's gonna burn a cat alive.
Yes, we mentioned that last night. That was for me.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And he, you know, they did find this young girl's body on his property, burnt to death, her teeth and her bones. And the documentary leaves out a lot of that evidence that the prosecution presented.
I haven't seen any of that part.
Well, they also found part of her in another location as well.
Well, but they found a whole lot of it on his property. So I can't see him transporting all that evidence to his property. And on top of what they now have, they even have more evidence now against him. So let's see how this pans out.
Exactly.
I just want to
chime in.
Oh, I'm not looking to marry him. I just
yeah. But do you get the sense that the police department does, you know, seem to have been kind of maybe taking the? I mean, they did in the first case, very clearly.
In the first case, I agree.
But why wouldn't they be capable of doing it again?
I just don't see it happening.
But
I don't know because
I think once. I mean, it's the same thing as like you're saying he's a bad guy. Well, then they're kind of bad cops. If they're willing to have done it the first time,
yeah, but you'd have to have a whole lot of cops and even the FBI getting involved in this, and you'd have everybody implicated then.
Yeah, I don't know about the FBI. I haven't seen any of that part. Well, Gary, I agree. I'm looking forward to see how this all pans out.
Well, and thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
I appreciate that.
Of course, Gary. Thank you. Have a great night. Before we let our guests go, Funny Fest, the Women's Funny Fest over the summer, if people are interested in submitting for consideration, how do they do that?
We'll start taking applications mid-March.
Okay.
And that's at ChicagoWomen'sFunnyFestival.com.
And there's also, if you go to stage773.com, there's a link for information about the Women's Funny Fest.
Yes.
And what are the dates for the Funny Fest this year?
That'll be in June. I think it's the 15th through the 18th.
Father's Day weekend.
Oh, sweet. Because we got daddy
issues.
And that's why we're all comedians.
Yes.
I want to thank everybody again so much for coming in one more time for Sketchfest 2016. Meg Greenwald will be in the cab on Sunday at 5 p.m. Feminine Gentlemen on Saturday at 7, also in the cab. Just a Tip is going to be in the box at 7 o'clock. No, at 6 o'clock. No, I don't know. I've got too many numbers in front of me now. Which is it?
Saturday at 6.
Just a tip in the box. I have numbers all over the place. So I do want to. And Bess, I'm sorry you didn't call in. We would have totally taken your call, but now I'm going to let them go. Uh-huh. Go to stage773.com. I want to thank Meg, Liz, Jill, and Jessica so much for coming in tonight. Oh, Meg, what's your Vine?
It's just my name, Meg Grunewald, GRUNEWALD. And you can see if you do the hashtag character a day project, you can see my characters.
And there are a multitude of them.
Yep.
Anybody else? I don't want to skip anybody for if you have any Twitter or...
I don't really tweet.
I don't either. I just link it to my Instagram.
Yeah.
Your dog is so adorable, though.
Yeah.
Hobbs is adorable.
Yeah.
You can follow Hobbs on Instagram.
Hobbs the doggy.
Yeah. And how is Hobbs doing?
He's great.
Yeah. Because he had a bit of a scary situation last year.
Yeah. He's doing good, though.
Excellent. All right. Thank you so much for coming in. I'll see you guys over the weekend.
Thanks for having us. Thanks.
Of course. More with Sketchfest when we come back with Trey and Jeanette, who are in the green room. More after this, Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And we want to once again thank our guests from Feminine Gentlemen and Just a Tip that were just here a moment ago. Right now we have Trey and Jeanette, who have their show tonight, Tonight Show Show, on Sunday. What time is your show on Sunday?
It's Sunday at 8 o'clock. It's the last hour of the last day of Sketchfest.
I will be there. I'm going to go see your show. It doesn't conflict with anybody else. But Bess is on the line too from Just the Tip. Did you not want to you didn't want to share the mic with the ladies from Just the Tip, Bess?
Oh, I really got listening to you guys, and I forgot I'm pretty ADD, so I just kind of forgot to call in.
Bess, I didn't ask the girls from Just the Tip. What how many years have you guys been in Sketchfest?
I think we were saying it's our 7-year itch.
That's right. They did say that. Yeah.
I think we counted up today that this is actually our 6th, but today, like this day 7 years ago, we went out as drinks. We met on Saturday, the four of us, when Meg called us all together. And this day 4 years ago was the day that we named Just the Tip, Just the Tip. Director was like, go name yourselves, go drink some beer together. We've never all hung out together. And so 7 years later, here we are.
And what was the genesis for the title, Just the Tip? Lies that you were told in college. No, come on, it's okay. Just
totally. And with me being a lesbian, it was. I was like, yeah, you know, just the tip. And we.
Oh, she's the one.
yeah, I'm the one.
You're the one.
I don't know. We're all the one.
Aren't we all the one? I love the name. Just the tip. Have you gotten any trouble? Like when you try to take the show on the road, like does it prevent you from any bookings, or is it? It's all in fun.
One time we performed in Wisconsin in La Crosse, and it they just didn't put our name title on there. They just put four female comedians.
Oh, that's on the marquee. It just said four female comedians. That draws people in. What? I find that always draws people in. Four female comedians.
I'm a therapist and for adolescent teens, and so I can't really tell them. You know, sometimes I get in trouble with that. So I just like, I do comedy, you know. So. Mm-hmm. Just the tip doesn't go over well with teenagers either.
I look forward to seeing you on Saturday, and thank you for calling in. It was good to hear from you. All right, thanks, Beth.
Have a great night.
You too, thank you. Where did you guys come up with Tonight Show?
Oh, well, it's very original. It is. It's a name that has never been anywhere before. So our style is a talk show with two hosts, so it's like kind of a competing talk show.
And do you guys kind of like try to stand in front of each other, or is it sort of parallel?
Well, we rely a lot on like the game of competition. Mm-hmm. So people vote on like the best monologues at the top of the show.
Oh, they do.
Which, to be honest, is really just to protect our egos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So not everybody knows this, but I write Jeanette's jokes, she writes mine.
Oh, and interesting.
So that we don't get our feelings hurt if our joke doesn't hit. That means we won because we told the better joke and the audience doesn't know that. So
now they do.
Well, right. That's a big secret, but now people know, but it is just to protect our egos.
By the way, we are giving away a pair of tickets for Sunday night's show, and we are voting on some of the... We have two pairs of tickets, one for Friday night and one pair for your show to come see you at 8 o'clock on Sunday. So we are voting on the sketch group names. So far, we have Drinking Alone is Okay. We have Just Blouser. We actually changed that for him. His name is Jeff Blouser. So his solo show would be Just Blouser. We thought we should do that for him. And Strictly Frank is the other show.
So these are actual shows in the festival right
now? No, these are just listeners, what they would name their sketch group.
Oh, I see.
And we're voting on these.
Okay. So if you want some more, we got a bunch more.
Oh, please.
I would love to hear it.
Yes,
please.
Sex-E, Sketch-E's.
Oh, wait.
Well, sex sells.
Sex-E's, Sketch-E's. That's I might take that one. Hold on a second.
Claire Stevenson, Party of One.
Nice.
Okay.
I hate the person who texted this one in because it's difficult to... The Diversified Multicultural Postmortem Deconstructionists.
That sounds like smart
comedy. It's mouthful.
Is there a... can we do... What do you call it when you just use the first letter of each one?
An acronym?
Thank you very much, everyone.
It's only an acronym if it spells something, you guys. It's just an initialism if DMPD. It's a bunch of letters.
DMPD. Yep. DMPD.
That's what we're going with.
All right, so far that's what we have. We'll take the rest of those after the news. We are hanging out with Jeanette and Trey, right?
Yes.
Jeanette and Trey from Sketchfest 2016. You can go to stage773.com for information about the tickets and the calendar. And keep taking your sketch group names at 312-981-7200. You can call and tell us what your sketch group name is and tell us why. That might put you a little bit ahead of our texters, but I'm not saying it will. Maybe we'll do one of each. But we'll figure it out before we let people go, before we leave it too, certainly before Jeanette and Trey have to leave tonight. It is 1 a.m. time for our news. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio, and I've been having so much fun celebrating all things Sketchfest. If you want to know why we have focused so much, because we have the greatest Sketchfest in the world, and it's something that should be celebrated. You're right here in Chicago. You have the chance to go see it. For those of you who don't live in the Chicagoland area, this is like your way of experiencing it from all over wherever you are. Maybe it's Davide
in Italy. Maybe he's listening to our sketch groups that he can't come see, but he gets to hear these perspectives, these voices all the way. We have a friend in Italy who is learning English by listening to my show.
That's awesome.
Yes, and I apologize to him and everyone that he
on a nightly basis. We apologize.
I apologize. Davide.
I also want to know what his sketch group would be called.
Ooh, Davide. Oh, yeah. He should be on his way to work right now. He listens to us in the car, and that's how he's. And so he's learning from a girl who talks too fast. I grew up in Chicago, so I end sentences with a preposition. My mother's from Mexico, so sometimes I do mispronounce things because I grew up with an ear for hearing things incorrectly. We are hanging out with Jeanette and Trey, who have their show tonight. Tonight show 8 o'clock in the which theater are you in?
We are in the Box.
In the Box.
Yes.
At Sunday night at 8 o'clock, one of the final shows to close out Sketchfest. That's exciting.
Yeah, final hour. It's very cool.
And you've told us so that you start out with a kind of a competing monologue that you've written for each other, which I think is such a brilliant idea. So much fun.
Yeah, it is funny. Actually, it made me think of, we were in Women's Funny Fest last year, and I wrote a joke that was very snarky to women, like not even thinking of it, because I was like, I'm writing it, like I can write whatever I want. And then he read it out loud. He's like, I don't know, this is going to go over coming out of me.
Oh, your mouth. Oh, yeah, I see. What was? Yeah. Do you remember the joke?
It was something about like National Dogs Day.
Oh, yeah. And then use your imagination from where it goes from there, I suppose. but right. I did
like
not
like a
win
date
that
you've been on or whatever.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Was that the one I wrote?
It was something like
that. It was real derogatory towards women, but I was like, I'm writing it. It's fine. It's funny. And then he read it out loud, and we're like, maybe we should tweak that for you to say.
Because the other thing we do, we bring three audience members up on stage to judge the jokes in real time. Like, she'll say her joke, I'll say my joke, and then they write either T or J, and there's three of them, so there's always a clear winner. And that person wins the round. So
interesting.
I think I got swept that round. I don't think I got any votes.
No, but, well, it was Women's Funny Fest, too.
Yeah, correct. Exactly.
So you were set up for failure, my friend.
Yeah, a white male at Women's Funny Fest is not the protagonist, I would say.
Yeah.
It's such a fun festival, too. No, I saw a bunch of girls. I did see Unlike the Company, but only the women, too. Weren't they?
Yeah, it was a women-centric show.
They did a waxing scene with a lot of baby powder that made me just
I've seen that show. It's a good one.
And do you perform with another group, or is Trey kind of your sketch partner for a lot of things?
He's my sketch partner. I do improv around town. And I guess technically I'll be doing sketch soon. I'm on Second City's house team, their graduate program, and we're moving into our second stage. We're called Dump Truck.
And why?
We got to name ourselves, and they let us run with it. We are Dump Truck, and we'll eventually be writing sketch from our improv. But yeah, this is my sketch fix is our partnership for sure.
And what a great night to be able to close out the Sketch Fest too, because it's going to be a big party. Is a bigger party at Sketchubator, and then just kind of everyone's done on Sunday? Because I've never been there on the Sunday.
Sketchubator definitely brings in a lively crowd, because that's all performers performing for performers, and you
and
get the
Fudged will be there this weekend.
Yes, yes.
Do you like
Fudged,
that?
Very
you.
Nice.
Thank
very
you.
Nice.
Yes.
So yeah, and that's usually the last night that the out of towners are in town. So
it kind of blow out.
Yeah.
Craig, we got to go back. I'm
I'm going back. I'm going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
So the things I saw last year burned my retinas. I want to do it again.
I heard tales.
Too much fun. So, so Sketchubator is at for the performers after the whole thing is done. But how many shows have you seen, Trey, as a volunteer?
So I'm there all weekend, and I can just kind of hop in.
Yeah.
I haven't seen
glimpses of a lot of shows.
Right. Yeah. I haven't seen many shows. I did see your show beginning to end.
Thank you.
But most times I'm just kind of hopping in and out and, you know, seeing people that I respect or that I'm friends with and just hopping in and out. I'd say somewhere around 20.
Oh, it's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. It is a lot.
But go ahead and give us your full critical review of Patty's show.
Full critical review.
Full. Start to finish.
There you go. That's right.
Nothing critical about it. I thought it was great.
Oh, thank you. It was fun to do, and I could tell that it was a lot of people who already knew me. It was really sweet. And Brian Posen was in the back, and he was laughing at a lot of stuff, which made me feel better. And there were people I could see. I could make eye contact with, like Amanda. I saw Mike Silver. I tried not to look at too many people that I know. Do you ever do that when you are doing Tonight Show? Do you try to like avoid making eye contact, or do you play to a crowd? You know, because the danger there is that if you lock into somebody who's like completely unimpressed, then you start mentally going, well, what do I have to do to make that person laugh? Which you should never do.
Yeah, right.
Move on to the person that's into it and continue to make that person, because they're the ones, right? They're the ones that can be contagious to those around them. They're the ones that deserve everything you got because they're in it.
Yeah. I would say our show, it's pretty unique because it is a talk show format, so we're directly addressing the audience as Trey and Jeanette a lot. So I don't know that we lock on to people, but we definitely feed off the audience.
Yeah, we have a couple of things that we'll, like, we have sketches that are in, like, the same theme. I don't want to give too much away, but...
No, don't.
But, I mean, people who have come to our shows regularly when we've had runs and stuff... we'll, like, start a sketch and, like, we kind of look to the people, like, you guys know where this is going. One of our, like, running gags is that we are always writing different types of shows, like TV shows or dramas or right. movies, feature films. So that's kind of like a running gag that if people have come to our show before, we're like, you know, you're about to see something real stupid.
Yeah, pretty much every sketch we present is some failed aspect of our creative life
nice.
That nobody picked up that we get people.
You have to put it somewhere.
Yeah.
It has to live.
Yeah. So it's just dumb and stupid. And
there you go. And that's well.
And we can't understand why we haven't been picked up by a major network
yet. Such great ideas.
What is wrong with the gatekeepers?
Yeah, exactly.
Craig, what sketch group names do we have?
Here we go. From the 708, Boogers on Elevator Button 1.
Oh, that's specific. Yeah, I'm never pushing that button again.
Yeah, watch out.
Boogers
Elevator Button 1.
Okay.
Goldilocks and the Gummy Bears.
Aww.
312.
Mm-hmm. I wonder what those reviews look like.
From the 331, Ghost Dolls.
Okay.
I don't really understand that. Another one from the 708. This is from Lorraine. Deep Within.
Oh. Okay.
All right, Lorraine.
From the 414, and I'm going to pretend that this is a submission, but I think this is just a genuine. This person wrote, "Thanks for taking my call." But I think that's a submission.
I know which one has my vote.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard to top.
Okay, that's going to be on the finalists. Let me make a list of finalists. I think Drinking Alone is okay. Mm-hmm. Thanks for taking my call. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that we should put Just Blouser, even though he didn't really submit that one. That's okay. Just Blouser, Strictly Frank. I think Sexy Sketchies. And I think that's everybody that I'm going to put on our finalist list. We'll take a few more on the suggestion list. But I have so many notes on this. Although Boogers on Elevator Button 1 is really funny, too.
It's like a Wes Anderson movie.
It all takes place in the elevator.
Yeah.
It's so bizarre. Were there any others I should put on the list? You're like, no.
No.
Craig, do you have any favorites so far?
I really like Thanks for Taking My Call. Mm-hmm. But that's just me.
Jeanette, you like that one too?
Yeah. That's good.
Trey?
That's my favorite. And thinking about that Boogers one, I mean, that's just an unfortunate situation because you have to press number one.
You have
right?
to. Oh, now just use your elbow now.
Oh, I guess, but you're getting it
somewhere. Definitely don't use your face. Don't use your tongue. I don't know if you saw Cupid Players, but they have the uncomfortable. If you had a chance to see it on Saturday, she has a lot of anxiety, and her way of working it out is to be really crazy creepy in the elevator.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it's really, very funny. So one pair of tickets to Thanks for Taking My Call. And then we have another set of tickets to give away. Yes, Craig, did you get some more? Yes.
I'm just really stoked that they won.
Esmeralda, I didn't take your vote. I apologize. Did you like Thanks for Taking My Call as a sketch group name? I apologize.
Nah. I like the really long one.
Drinking Alone is okay. Oh, Deconstruction. Craig, can you find that one?
Am I the only one? I'm the only one.
It's DMPD was what I have it written down to.
I just like the really long
one. Diversified Multicultural Postmodern Deconstructionist.
See, I like that. There's a lot of D's in there.
It is a grad school sketch group. They're going to do all like Sartre and Goethe.
Yeah, I love it. I'm going to learn something there.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so that's one vote for DMP, MND for that one. What was there was Party of Something? I didn't write
Party
the
of One?
Was it Party of One?
It was.
Claire Stevenson, Party of One.
That's exactly correct. There's another one coming in, Stop in the Name of Fun, but it's spelled PHUN.
Phonetics.
All right, then. Drinking Alone. You don't like Drinking Alone is okay, Esmeralda? I'm not asking you as a as a personal preference.
Both.
Yeah.
Both ways.
I agree.
It's good.
That's good. Just Blouser, Strictly Frank. Sexy Sketchies. It's kind of cute, too. All right, we'll figure it out as we take a quick break here. And we're going to talk about Making of a Murderer again. Do you want to talk about that? Because you were trying to explain it to...
He's not well-versed, but
Let's find out what else you guys enjoy in your non-sketch lives. More after this on 720 WGN. I'm going to go ahead and measure the temperature of everybody in the room as I read that. I used to have a bit about this where, like, I hate, like, the teasers in the news. Like, and one of the jokes I had was, your shampoo might be killing you after these messages. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, my God, now I have to watch these messages. I have to make sure that my shampoo's not killing me. But this is pretty much what I just read. And I don't – that seems like I need more information. Like, what product is it?
No, I don't know what that is.
What is? Just tell me. I mean, I don't think they
– Can I?
It's in-house.
Is that a thing?
WGN-TV. It's fine. Yes.
It's when?
Oh, yes, I had heard that online. I heard that some when that's the – it's okay. The if you go online, you can Google it, W-E-N, and is it making your hair fall out? Do you know that guy that says it's not a shampoo, it's kind of like natural oils? And there was this – we've talked about this on the air where women stop washing their hair and using like –
No
like
poo.
Cider. No poo.
No poo.
It's,
all these
like,
things are over my head, it's not but I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I don't know. Are you guys talking about stuff still?
Are you just saying to not use poo?
Not to use shampoo. Yeah. There was a whole movement to
it's
not use.
It's called no poo. Every time I skip a day, my fiance's like, no poo? Are you no pooing today?
No poo day.
It's a no poo day.
Yes, Craig.
I don't know what we're talking about.
Shampoo. We
okay,
just,
got it. Okay,
we're just cutting the chase.
I wanted to know about that when, so I'm definitely watching.
Well, I mean, like I said, you here if you
yeah, but they'll tell me everything I need to know, like in one thing.
You should definitely watch it because
so
they'll
don't
do
have to research.
They'll do both sides of it. Yes, Craig.
Snopes has some thoughts on this.
Mm-hmm.
They do verify that there are lawsuits claiming that people have lost hair because of this product, but it is unproven yet that it's the actual loss happens.
Right. We'll see what WGN-TV has to say about that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I can't stop talking. Okay, so the Trey, to catch you up on the no poo movement, women were saying like it's better to not use all these chemicals in your hair, and it's actually better to just you have your natural oils or all these different things.
Yeah, and I think if you have to like retrain your hair, you don't care about this, but you have retrain your hair to not need to be shampooed every day. Mm-hmm. Because we have like natural oils, but when we shower and shampoo and condition every day, we're basically wiping all of our oils and then putting foreign oil back
You're
into
stripping
our,
it. Yeah. I've had hair my entire life.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I've done a lot of different things to my hair, including coloring it and perming it. Cause
same girl.
And I'm fine. I mean, like, yeah. I will say this. I'll just go ahead and say it. This is one thing, like, even when I was in my 20s, it was one thing I could say with absolute conviction. I have really nice hair.
You got great hair.
Thank you.
Great hair.
Bangs, I have a little bit of trouble with that. But that's not the bulk of my, you know, with the appearances. And I mean, Esmeralda, you do a lot of, you have beautiful, luxurious hair.
Oh, thank you.
And you do a lot of things, right? You color
I
it.
Just started doing a lot of things to it.
Right.
And I've actually been doing the no poo thing. Sounds so bad. You say, like, no sham?
No sham?
No,
yeah,
sham.
Not as catchy.
Because it,
instead
right.
of, yeah, instead of sham wow, it's sham no.
There you go. But I've been going one at least on and off
right.
just because it's supposed to make if you shampoo too much, your color fades even quicker.
So one off, you mean like every other day you're washing?
So yeah, I'll do every other day because it gets really greasy.
I think that a lot of women do every other day unless they work out and their hair gets really. I pretty much do every other day. Craig yesterday did not shampoo my hair.
Oh wow,
I'm going. I'm no poo right now.
Yeah,
there nice. You go.
That's why it's in a ponytail.
By the way, I've had hair most of my life. And
congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yes.
And I always shampoo it. I shampoo it every day.
Every single day.
Yeah.
Well, you're sometimes a twice a day showerer.
Yes, I enjoy twice a day showering in the summer because it just seems appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you go to bed like dirty. That's not fun. You want to go to bed clean.
And that's the thing too. It's also good for your sheets for you to sleep in your own stuff. Can be a
that
little
stuff.
Bit, sorry,
but I would Trace never. I would never go no poo.
Yeah,
I would. I have to poo.
Some people have to poo every day.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Well, and for men too, because you're constantly, you know, you're cutting it. I mean, unless you're worried about hair loss, you know, I guess that might be something.
Well, I actually have heard that you shouldn't shampoo every day. My guy friend who is very in touch with style and things like that, he always tells me don't shampoo every day. But I mean, if I'm in the shower, I'm going to shampoo. It's like force of habit. It's muscle memory, you know?
Yeah,
I
it's true.
Would feel
yeah,
like I
don't, just don't
something.
Use a bar of soap. I would say never do that. This is serious.
Is that bad? I don't know. Is that worse?
A bar of soap in the hair? Is that what you're...
My dad did that. My dad had very thinning hair.
Oh, I've had to do that in desperate times when you're in the shower.
I'm saying it's a regular habit. Don't use it.
Don't they have those for guys, though, where it's like a 3-in-1?
Yeah.
Yep, they sure do.
Oh, yeah.
Do you use a 3-in-1?
I have not
What's
anymore.
The third?
It's conditioner, shampoo, and body wash.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All
in
one.
It's all about streamlining that process.
It comes with a boat.
What a
love that. What's the hair, body?
I know. I'm with you. Like, what's
I'm just imagining. I'm imagining you squeeze the bottle on top of your head and just let it cover you.
That's pretty much
and
it.
And then rinse.
My favorite line, every time I think of a bar of soap, the first thing that pops into my head is the episode of Friends where Chandler and Joey are arguing and Joey tells him, just think of the last thing I do and the first thing you wash. When they talk about that bar, that bar of soap. Yes. And I don't know, like, is that true for everybody? Is it first and last? Is it face first and then bottoms?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think so.
Do you go up and down?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
The point,
you start up here and you finish down there.
Yeah, Joey's point is
you
that...
You let gravity take over.
Yeah, Joey's point to Chandler is that Chandler washes his face first, but he should remember that when Joey's done, he washes his bottoms
first.
Yeah,
that's the what. Okay.
So they're using the same bar of soap, though?
Apparently that's the...
Well, that's the first problem, I think.
I think so, too. Like, what is the assumption that a bar of soap, like, somehow becomes clean by its own?
Like, if my hair can stick to a bar of soap, mm-hmm. I just feel like that's a bad sign.
But then how do you separate? Do you color, you know, do you have roommates?
I have a fiance that I live with.
Okay. She is recently engaged. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That's for wonderful. A month, actually.
Oh, yeah. A holiday engagement.
Does your fiance poo?
I think he poos every single day. I think he's going to be really excited that I told you that on the air as well.
No surprises.
He doesn't
no
want
surprises.
People to think that he's a no-pooer.
No, he wants to be clean.
Yeah.
Yeah, poo all the time.
Poo all the time.
Super clean.
But we don't share soap. I think that's where you were going.
Yes.
Yeah, I use a liquid body wash.
Yes, so do I.
And he uses a bar of soap.
Get it from TJ Maxx, my $5.99 bottle of, it's like a vanilla musky thing. I use all food-scented like lotions and perfumes and soaps because I don't know why women would want to smell like flowers. I've never understood that.
You know what my favorite thing to do when I'm at somebody's house, like I'm a guest, is using their shampoo and body wash because I get like a whole new scent. Like I use my aunt's when I'm at her house.
You're untraceable. No one can find you.
It's like kiwi melon and I'm like, this is so great.
Isn't it?
But I'm never going to buy it for myself.
Do you ever get hungry when you smell? Like, I remember I would have like a chocolate one.
That's why I don't use food scented like candles and stuff. Yeah. I don't want to like think of food when I'm trying to like mask the smell of my dog.
What's your dog doing? You're trying to mask your dog.
He's 11. He's doing a lot of farting.
Yeah, when they get a little older, there's a lot that sort of clings to them, smell-wise. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Craig? Maybe the dog.
I do great.
The dogs definitely need to poo. The dogs need a lot.
I have more poo questions, but I think we need a break first.
All right, it's like a quick break and more poo after this. I mean, we're talking shampoo. If you're appalled, don't be. Just go poo. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And up in traffic, we have Esmeralda. It was traffic, news, sports, weather. You have to do it all up there. It's all juggling.
I do.
Yes. And again, you get me home safely.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much. It was a weird day. We have also, not weird because we have Trey and Jeanette in the studio.
That's a little weird.
It's a lovely day with Trey and Jeanette. They have their show tonight, Tonight Show at Sketchfest on Sunday night at 8 o'clock. They'll be in the box.
Correct.
And Craig, did you see earlier today that there was a shooting on the, was it the Skyway, Esmeralda?
Yep.
Yeah, so were they having, what's Craig, did you hear about it at all?
No.
It was shut down for hours. And I think they were trying to figure out who had jurisdiction. Was it Indiana or was it Chicago? I don't know if that was part of the debate too. But that's one of those things where this is why I don't flip people off in traffic. I don't know what more about that story. But I mean, like, people take driving personally. I do that story in my show about somebody honking at me and laying on the horn. Because, by the way, one more time, I'm going to go over this. Okay, I'm going to go over it many times. When you're at a red light and the car in front of you doesn't go right away, like right when the light turns green, we all get a three count. It can be really fast. It can be 1, 2, 3. And then a courtesy honk. We all get distracted. We're all thinking about our bills or listening to the radio or changing the station. We get a courtesy honk, not the long lean on the horn. Yeah. Hey, I don't know. You know, I mean, it's jarring. And now, guess what? I don't want to go at all. We're staying. We're staying to the.
Now
I get the shade.
Spite parking.
Thank you. Exactly. We're going to do the no go. We're never going. But then I realized, like, that's how I'm going to get shot by somebody on the Skyway. Are you from the Chicagoland area originally, Trey?
No, I grew up in Dallas, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Spent my entire childhood there. Then I went to school in North Carolina and was there for 10 years.
And how angry do the weathers in Chicago make you?
You know, I actually like the cold. I'm all about the cold.
Wow.
Like, my family is from Chicago, so I think it's just like ingrained in me that I like the cold. And, you know, we were talking about this earlier. The cold, once you're bundled up, it's mm-hmm. not bad, but it's just like that mental preparation.
To get out. Yeah.
Layering up and taking 10 minutes when in the summer it would take no minutes.
Just go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Just go. I did not make it to CrossFit today because I didn't want to go. I didn't want to dress, like, one, put the workout clothes, then put the bundle on top, and then have to do it again there.
Well, and then I hate going to the grocery store because you got to get two carts, one for all the stuff you're going to take off while you're walking through.
That's true. I get sleepy places when the thing. Like, you almost want places to not turn the heat on because we all come in bundled up. But you have to have that balance. Where are you from originally, Jeanette?
I'm from New Mexico.
Oh, where in New Mexico?
Yeah, just north of Albuquerque, a little place called Rio Rancho. Mm-hmm. If you want a reference to it, Walter White's fake high school in Breaking Bad was my real high school.
Get out of here!
Yeah.
So they did a lot of the exteriors there?
Yeah. Do you know? Yeah, the exteriors. I mean, that was just the first season, but then Albuquerque is like, you know, a 20-minute drive for me. So
my half sister used to live in Albuquerque, and I'd never been someplace where all the houses were like adobe.
Yep,
it's so strange.
Yeah, and there's like a law that I think all like buildings downtown can't be more than like, I want to say a very small amount, like 20 floors, mm-hmm. because you want to be able to see the mountains and the sunset.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why.
That's the reasoning. Not
that's
like,
the reason.
Weird.
Yeah.
All right. Albuquerque's a... How would you describe growing up in that area in Rio Rancho?
I tell people that I loved growing up there, but it's a nice place to be from, mm-hmm. but I'm glad I don't live there anymore.
Yeah, it didn't feel right. There are places you visit and you go, oh, I could see myself living here. Did you feel that way when you came to Chicago?
Yeah, I came here to take an improv intensive, and I was kind of like, I've never been there. I'm going to see if I could live here. And I told people that I was thinking about moving here, and like transplants and like locals alike were like, yeah, you got to move here. This place is awesome. And everyone was really nice. So.
Yeah, I do. I love my city.
Yeah.
Trey, did you find that to be the case? I mean, you like the cold, but everything else as well?
Yeah. I just love, you know, there's so many things to do here. And I was looking at a book today of like all the things to do in Chicago, and I've hit a lot of them, but there's still so many that I haven't even heard of. So
right.
It's endless. Cliche and like movie-esque, but like every day is an adventure and there's so much to do. And that's what I find great about this.
It never slows down.
Right.
You were mentioning off the air because I was telling you, you were asking me what you need to know about our dance party for the end of the show.
Correct.
Craig does steal the show every single night. There is no getting around it. Last night was crowded. I don't know if you saw.
Yeah, it's okay. And I'm actually running out of moves. So.
Well, yeah, but it's all surprising. Anytime a dolphin shows up, right. I mean like.
Well, and I don't know if you noticed last night, I made the pizza. Which I probably will do again tonight.
Yeah, it was crowded. And I felt bad because I was like running and I'm like, I gotta stay out of the way, Craig. I mean, like, because Molly was kind of in front of you a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's okay. I like it. You know, you guys, I get to do this every night.
And if they hadn't stayed, it was just gonna be me and you. And I was like, that works too. One of these nights it'll be just us.
One of these nights we have to actually see you do a lot more of the dancing.
I ran into the shot. I wanted to, you know. But I blended in because it was a big group, so it was easier.
Right.
But I was telling Trey that the moves that you do, it kind of... encouraged me to ask you if you'd ever been a mascot because
this is true.
Yes, but Trey has something very interesting to share with us.
Oh, he's lived the dream I've never lived.
I have. For 6 years I worked in minor league baseball, and my job was a director of game entertainment. So I oversaw the mascots and the field crew and the people in the booth, pretty much every element of baseball that isn't baseball. And on quite a number of occasions, I got to be a mascot. I've played mascot hockey.
It's amazing.
What's the name of the team?
It's the Winston-Salem Dash. They are a Class A affiliate of the Chicago White Sox.
Nice. Hey. Yeah. I worked for the mm-hmm. South Bend Silverhawks, a Class A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks at the time.
Yeah, the Dayton Dragons are in that league.
Yep, exactly in that league. You're right. Exactly correct. The Midwest League.
Yeah.
What was the mascot of the Winston-Salem?
I have him on my credit card. Which one?
You have him on your credit card?
I do, yeah.
We share a credit card.
The minor league baseball circuit is pretty intense. I was in Springfield, and there were some people. It was like the ump. It was sort of like the ump convention was in Springfield. He's got like, why does he have a lightning bolt through his head?
Well, his name is Bolt.
Okay, but why is it in his head, though? It's like Steve Martin thing?
I don't know. You know, it's made by the guy who did the Philly Fanatic, so whatever.
Okay, it's part Elmo.
Yeah, he gets that a lot.
Yeah, part Elmo, part he's been struck by lightning. What else does he get?
He has a mohawk. He has a mohawk on top.
Oh, it's hard to see. Yeah, he's got some very bushy. Is his mohawk purple? Like his eyebrows?
It's like essentially a brush, a push brush. He gets confused for a chicken a lot. We get that more than you would think.
Oh, no, yeah. That's annoying.
Yeah, whatever.
How do you choreograph that kind of a costume? What do you stand in front of a mirror and go, what looks funny and goofy and broad? And
I actually was lucky. When I worked there, the kid who was our mascot pretty much full time, he was a collegiate mascot at NC State, and he participated in the mascot national championships. He didn't win, Craig, so he's not that good.
Craig,
I have to go to those. I want to be in
Craig,
those.
The mascot national championship.
I didn't even know it was a thing till right now. Now yeah, it's what I need.
It is a thing.
We have to go there.
Oh my God,
we have to get you dressed up and like just blend in.
All of I that mean, is like, a yes.
Okay, all right. So I'm sorry, he didn't win.
That's
it.
Like Patty on location. It that's is, what that
yeah.
sounds
oh,
like.
Oh yeah,
you had me at mascot.
Yes.
He didn't win it, but you know he was just fantastic, just improvisational, interacting with fans. So I just, you know, I learned a lot by watching him, and my job was to make sure we had that brand loyalty, that whoever was in the suit was always acting like Bolt should act, and there were no
what
like
was
wild
what
cards.
Are the characteristics of Bolt? What does Bolt do? Like the team just had like three up, three down, like was a quick inning. Does Bolt have a reaction to that?
Well, you know he does. The thing that sticks out of my mind, we had one day where we had a doubleheader. We had a day-night doubleheader. We played nine innings at noon. Then in minor league baseball, you usually play 2 7-inning games back-to-back, but there's one stipulation where you can play two gates. So we played a 12 o'clock game, and then we shut the stadium down, got everybody out, and at 7 o'clock brought them back. That game went 20 innings, 20 innings long. So we played 29 innings in the course of about 12 hours.
Okay. All
and
right.
When we finally won, Bolts, you know, was sitting by our dugout. He just rips off his jersey, and he just streaks the field. And that's it was
wow.
the perfect ending.
Yeah, I think that's how that happens.
Yeah.
Peel it off. It
just peels it off and you see this red fuzzy fat thing running.
That's 29 awesome. Innings.
29 innings.
Yeah, you guys had a mascot in the lobby the other night from Home Run
yeah.
Pizza.
Yeah,
who was in the mascot? It was somebody from the theater, wasn't it?
We can't reveal that, Patty.
Oh, no.
No, that's not something
yeah,
we
that's
share
like
on
against
air.
Mascot code,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. It was a Home Run Pizza. Like, what, did the Home Run Pizza guy have a name?
Home Run Pizza guy.
I guess
I believe,
so. It was
yeah.
massive, Craig. It was
that's
a
so interesting. I wonder if anyone will be wearing that costume this,
this
coming
weekend.
Weekend.
Yeah. Go to Brian Posen's Facebook page. There's actually if you scroll down, okay. you'll see him posing
I'm
with it.
Gonna direct message him.
Posing was no. Go on Facebook. You can look at the. yeah. Oh, you want to volunteer? To
no,
be,
no, no. I didn't
no,
say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we can't do that.
That's
we're
not,
not
what
reveal.
I said.
Not at all. I'll look, Jeanette's already stretching for the dance party. She wants to make sure that she's ready to go for that. I think that we do need to ask listeners to send us videos of themselves dancing. During what we meant to get to the at the end of the show, Trey and Jeanette, we have various stories that we did not have a chance to talk about. So we have a dance party for it. What we meant to get to. Jason Skaggs, our amazing musical producer here at WGN Radio, has written a song. We didn't have time for it.
Oh, nice.
We because we call it we meant to, what we meant to get to, but that is not a lyric at all in the song. I realize whenever I post it on Facebook, that's fine. It's good. What we meant to get to
yeah,
because we didn't have time for it.
We tell him the name of the bit, and then he usually asks what it's about, and then he just makes up his own
yes.
stuff.
So, nice. We are planning to have him live in the Allstate Showcase studio on a Friday night.
He's going to play Unplugged.
Yeah,
he's going to do an hour.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He's a guitar player. He's a piano player, so we'll be doing that.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
A whole bunch of show jingles.
I think Esmeralda needs. She had one briefly on someone else's show. Did you have a song?
An intro to Traffic.
Yes, I think we need to work
on
that.
In the tune of Elton John.
Oh, that's right. I'm guessing because that was property of another show, we should probably start from scratch on that, right? Would you like a new one?
Sure.
All right. Maybe I shouldn't have asked you. Now it's not a surprise. I really ruined it. We just want to tell you when it's going to happen.
Okay.
It could be in a couple of years.
Oh,
no. I'm teasing you. So we have, we're going to pull up all the stories because we didn't talk about any, I don't think we talked about any of the stories. The Powerball, did you buy Powerball tickets?
No.
We also didn't win.
Okay.
You
I'm
wouldn't
sorry.
Have. No, you wouldn't
Has
have.
Has anybody won?
Yes, in Chino Some... in Chino Hills, wow. California.
No
at least.
Kidding.
Two other people won too, apparently.
Oh, they did
somebody in Tennessee and somebody in Florida.
Nobody in Illinois.
No,
I'm
not so
sorry,
far.
Illinois. Oh, we don't get any of those taxes. That would have been nice.
That would have been real nice.
Spend some of that here. We have a budget. We need someone to help plug up. That's a shame, by the way. We're going to have to go talk about this right now before we go to the break and come back with what we meant to get to, even though one of the things we meant to get to, and I think that we should go ahead and just tease him a little bit, Representative Martwick was supposed to be on in the first hour. Now, to be fair, I did text him at about 8:30 tonight because Senator Katowski was supposed to be on, and he has asked to be on tomorrow. But Representative Martwick neither gave us a heads up that he wasn't coming, nor was he available when we tried calling him. So that happened. Yeah, it's a little strange. I think
we meant to get to him, but
we meant to get to him. People are a little casual about this show.
Some are.
Yeah, some people. We're not going to name any names, but there are people
Martwick.
But there are people who show up drunk.
Yeah, that happens.
That's weird. Esmeralda, I mean, like, I don't even know what to do in those situations except not have them back. I had someone apologize to me last night. They had been completely intoxicated. We have had people who said they would be there. We had people who said they would be here for our Thanksgiving party.
Well, we got completely blown off on Thanksgiving. Nobody came.
Yeah. Nobody showed up.
We've done this 2 years in a row where we actually had a show on Thanksgiving night, and it's the pretty late leftover Thanksgiving special, and nobody brought us leftovers.
No.
Oh, boo.
I know. I was sitting with a fork and a spoon and nothing to eat.
I brought you food.
No, I know. You did. I made
a full meal on Wednesday in the event that nobody brought leftover. Because the year before, we were packed. We had standing room only in here. We had tons of food in the green room. We had, like, ham and turkey and all. We had stuffing muffins and all kinds of food. So that, I think, made people feel like, well, I don't need to go. It was so crowded last year. I'll just stay home. And then they all did. Every single incredible.
Well, like that person you really want to date, like that relationship that you really want to get into, and then once you're in it for a few months, you're like, well, I guess I don't have to take this as seriously as I did before.
I don't have to put the time in anymore.
Yeah. Now I can just kind of blow this person off.
And yet, you know, we're focusing on the people who blow us off.
Right.
But there are great, great regular guests that we have, like Elliot Serrano and Daphne Scott, Brandon C. Price. Mm-hmm. We have Knife and Tine, Carissa.
Great people. The rest of them are all jerks. Job.
Yeah, we're not going to mention the ones that don't. It's better that we mention our favorites. James Vickery, who's not in town. But hopefully he'll be back soon. And Kristen McAllister. Yeah, we have some good. Scott Stantis. We had a Halloween party from 2 to 5 a.m. one time, and that had more people at it than at our thing. Okay. Anyway, I'm not going to dwell on it. I'm fine. I've totally gotten over
it. It's in the past.
Yeah,
clearly.
No. So yeah, no. I've completely
New Year. New Year, Patty.
I've completely recovered, Esmeralda. Can you tell? Let's see how I do.
Can we just have potlucks?
Yeah, I'm glad you said lux because I was like, I don't have access to that kind of stuff. Yeah, we should have a potluck. We used to have a pajama party, but then that got kind of weird too. Because
you
like,
want to see everybody in their pajamas,
not
right?
Not just that, but we had a couple guys that would hit on one of our other guests, and that got really strange.
Not okay.
Yeah, not okay. So that was really, it got really weird. Dr. Daniela was strange. I will name names there because she's no longer a guest on the show.
Yeah,
no,
that's no longer.
She was great, only she was a psychologist who would then be like kind of judgmental with our guests who had problems.
Oh, no.
Oh, darling. She's from Germany. Oh, darling. You're like never going to find love. Be great as a character.
Yeah, right. Yeah. But she's a real person.
Forensic psychologist. Darling, you're done. You know, no more love for you.
We didn't have time for it. We didn't have time to talk about it. It did not make the show. It had to go. Maybe next time. I don't know. This is the end of the show. We gotta go. The end of the show. No, we didn't get to it. We thought we had time, but we blew it. We don't have time to discuss the amount of rain in Central Peru. No guitar picks, no flashlights, no candlesticks, no time, we ran out. That's what this is all about. Time just went too fast. There's no more sand in the hourglass.
Really trying to decide how long to let you hand dance. WGNRadio.com. You can still see that live streaming, and we will post a video. Thank you, Trey and Jeanette, for being such great sports and dancing with us. I went a little bit hard on that one, too.
Yeah, there's a commitment level, and then we breathe a lot.
Trey was like, I'm getting tired. How you doing, Jeanette?
My Fitbit's real happy with me.
Your Fitbit, does it measure your heart rate? Did your heart rate spike a little bit?
Yeah, let's check it out.
All right. By the way, we do need to start, like I said, take submissions from our listeners and videos. And we have to come up with some prizes for them. Do I have a prize list this week? I didn't even... I'm fine.
Yeah, we got one of those. Yeah, we got a prize list. I can get you that prize list. No problem.
Trey's like, I'm done for the rest of the show.
I don't have to talk. You have to talk. So they don't have to hear me breathe.
You're doing fine.
Wait a minute. Listeners, for what?
To submit their videos of them dancing during What We Meant to Get To.
So does that mean the song will be on the website?
Yeah. I know, I have to get this
song. I can listen to it when I'm not here?
Yes, we will put an MP3 on the website for people to be able to download. So Jason will get that to us. We have another song. There was something he was going to forward to me. How are you doing, Craig?
I'm so good right now. So good.
You really got in. There was a lot going. There was one where you're doing like a running man, on fast forward.
Yeah, I tried to really speed that one up, and then I had my heart attack.
Trey's having a tough time.
It was like the Tour of Chicago. You were running, you were shooting free throws, so you went to the United Center, and then you were tossing a pizza. You hit like every...
Oh, thank you.
Did you do the pizza again?
I did. I made the pizza again for a second night.
Yeah. I'll watch it on the video.
I was trying to do Chicago things this time.
It was great.
Oh, interesting.
Did you put down some dibs?
Some dibs.
Oh, that's a good one. I will do dibs tomorrow.
What kind of dibs are you going to put down?
I will shovel out my spot, and then I will dibs all over the place.
Oh, look at this. See? This is why it's so good to talk these things through. Shovel out. What are you going to put? Like some stroller, coffee table,
patio furniture?
Patio.
I use Baby Jesus. That's what I go with all the time.
How big is it?
Nativity scene Jesus.
How big is Jesus?
Well, yeah, I'm just imagining, like, how many do you have to put down to make a dib?
7 pounds, 8 ounces is the usual Jesus.
Well, plus the three wise men, right?
Yeah.
Like security.
Oh, and the whole manger?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he was a man. He had a beard.
Yeah. Yes. By the way, there is not enough snow down, nor has there been all season yet for anyone to be invoking dibs. That has not been a thing. Stop it. Get your stuff out of the street. I will throw it away for you. I will drive through neighborhoods. It is not time for that. My block, especially in Jefferson Park.
The only thing I don't like about that is that I then have to leave my car where the person can find it, and then they can attack it.
No, that's the trick, is just drive through someone else's neighborhood, throw their dibs away, and hope that someone does the same for your neighborhood.
So
let's help each other out.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
Pay dibs forward.
Pay dibs forward.
Yep. No, because I'm so afraid
that's what we'll be doing.
I'm so afraid of moving dibs that someone could call dibs in the summer, and I would respect it.
Well, because it's...
Just leave it alone.
Dibs is, by its very nature, littering. So people actually do have the right to just throw it away.
Or take it. Someone could take your Jesus.
It's not stealing.
No one would take Jesus.
I don't know.
You'd leave that
guy
alone.
Actually, they would.
What?
They've been stealing. I mean, kids steal them all the time. The church where I live, or I don't live in the church, but I live next to it, they put the manger up on the roof of the shortest building. So I'm assuming so people don't steal the baby Jesus.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Maybe someone was just calling dibs on the roof.
That's right.
Yeah. Santa was calling dibs on the roof.
Those reindeer?
That's exactly correct.
Hmm.
I believe all the things we just said.
All right. Hey, we haven't finished our last set of tickets to Sketchfest. We have one set left. We've been taking Sketch group names all night. Okay, so here's what we have left. We have Thanks for Taking My Call has already won. Drinking Alone is Okay, Just Blouser, Strictly Frank, Sexy's Sketchies, and what else do I have? Claire Stevenson, Party of One. I'm going to go ahead and pick. I'm going to pick Drinking Alone is Okay. You can pick one of the other ones. I'm not making you.
I like both of the Alone ones. I personally like the Claire Stevenson Party for One.
There you go.
I like the pun that you guys made up for that guy, Just Blouser.
Just Blouser. All right.
Just Blouser.
All right. Well, we've got a three-way.
I'll go with three-way.
You got three-way. That's a good one. Which one do you want? What would you like?
So what was the first one again? I missed that one.
Drinking Alone is Okay.
Okay.
Just Blouser, Strictly Frank, Sexy's Sketchies. And Claire Stevenson, Party of One.
I also do like Claire Stevenson, Party of One.
Oh, Claire's got two votes. So Esmeralda.
Drinking.
Oh, no. Drinking alone is okay. All right. So we have, do you know if our prize list has a lose? Because Claire Stevenson, Party of One, got hers first, we'll give her a Lou Malnati's gift card for pizza. Pizza, just the best pizza there is. Mm-hmm. So good. Deep dish or thin crust. Locations in the Chicagoland area. Go to loumalnatis.com for your pizza tonight. You can also have them mailed. You give someone, they have frozen pizza. They can get it anywhere in the country. And then the Sketchfest tickets for Sunday or Friday. I guess we should probably figure that out. For a Drinking Alone is Okay. And tonight's show with Jeanette and Trey is on Sunday night in the box at 8 p.m. They're one of the last shows. So that's a great way to close out the week. weekend and enjoy Sketchfest.
And then one thing we didn't get to, Friends Reunion.
The Friends Reunion in February for James Burrows. It's a tribute to James Burrows, who was the director of that show. And I believe he was the director of shows like Cheers. And so, yeah, that's a tribute to him. It's the first time they've gotten together in a long time.
Oh, wow.
I think so. So everyone's very excited. Someone posted they were so excited they were going to throw up.
Nice.
That seems very excited.